Blog Talk Radio.
Now, you might not be mad, but I'm mad as fuck, man. Fuck these bitches. Fuck these haters. You know what I'm saying?
Good damn.
Nah, I don't want to sound mad.
Why?
Really, I'm not. Because I love fashion. I be thinking they hot. And I love fashion. Trying to get what I got. Damn, do I sound mad?
Yeah, really, I'm not.
Yup, now I found the beat, so I'm releasing some steam. I'm killing everything I'm seeing if it ain't on my team. All these broke, needy, baby, having bitches. Only out for riches. Fucking and sucking mouth always open like she at the dentist. That ain't the business, bitch. You ain't got no loyalty.
Nope.
But that's okay, because Dagger got more bitches than sororities.
Respect my authority.
You didn't hear the consequence. Grab a bitch by her hair. Swing her till her weave wrist. Grab a fucking tip till her nip tips turn blue. While she's swinging from her ankle saying, you crossed the line, bitch, and wanted to happen. Was already getting over, but your gums kept flapping. So I'ma sew them up, quick shut. Kicking bitches in the gut. Treat them like I'm driving buses. Hit them with an uppercut. Knock her out, wake her up. My hatred is pure. Breaking fingers, toes, nails. Fuck your mania and your pedicure. How much can a bitch endure? Why you have to hurt my heart? I'm keeping you alive as I start cutting off your body parts. Told you not to fucking start. Wipe your blood from off my brow. Thought it was over then? Nah, bitch,
it's over now.
I don't want to sound mad.
Why?
Really, I'm not. Cause I love. And I love. Trying to get what I got. Damn, do I sound mad?
Yeah, really, I'm not.
Nah, I don't want to sound mad.
Why?
Really, I'm not. Cause I love. I be thinking they hot. And I love. Fashion haters trying to get what I got. Damn, do I sound mad?
Yeah, really, I'm not.
Young niggas never get it. They just keep sidestepping. They always want to step behind me. Want to sloppy my seconds. And if you get it, then it lets me know what type of bitch you really is. So much in common. Babies, mamas, daddies, a lot of kids. Oh, wait, I get it now. Snip a line and feel the punch. You just a ratchet ghetto. Ghetto version of the Brady Bunch. If that's the best you got, you think I'm with it. I'm not. You mad because I get to travel and you stuck on the block? Well, that's your fucking job. Keep hating on what daddy do. If I rock bottom, well, I'm still higher than you. Bitch, niggas check them once. Never give a second look. Too busy in the streets, so they be stalking me on Facebook. Shaking niggas more than dice. Can't afford to buy like you. Fuck my bitch. She a hoe, not a housewife. You think you gang stripes? Nah, nigga, never that. Keep the best all to myself. You can have the scraps. Moving on, ain't looking back. Petty shit I will ignore, cause I'm like, and you cracked out like a, ain't even gotta check the score. In the end, I'm gonna win. Eating real good. You just a starving Ethiopian. You wanna come and get it, cause I finished, but I don't begin. Went to med school, learned a lot from Dr. Borkian. Everybody's out of line. No one wants to straighten up. I care about my life, but on the mic, I don't give a fuck. Kill him, use a paper cut. Hang a nigga by his thumbs. Louisville slugger. Caved in the lung. I'm having so much fun. Where my pliers at? I rip out a nigga's teeth. Drinking on a Similac. Stab him in his kneecaps. Fuck how you feeling. And I'll remove the ribs. Slicing up both of your Achilles tendons. I'll make you beg for death. I'll make it quick. Then I'll send you straight to hell. Well, you know they keep the fire hot.
That's enough, we thought that you were being good.
I tried, but these niggas and these bitches want to keep it. I wish a nigga would fuck your life, I'm getting cash.
Oh shit, they made Bruce Banner mad.
Back is on the warpath, nigga, this the battle song. For all of those that keep it real and tired of the tag along. People think I rattle on and want to kill the dagger. Fine, do what all the haters do. Get a number, get in line.
Get in line, bitch. Fuck the bitches, fuck the haters. You know what I'm saying? Do what you gotta do to get that paper, you dig? You know what I'm saying? This how we get down. 4DB with it. You haters can suck a nigga dick. Bring the hook back. Blah!
Nah, I don't want to sound mad.
Why?
Really, I'm not. Cause I love. I be thinking they hot. And I love fashion haters trying to get what I got. Damn, do I sound mad?
Yeah,
really, I'm not. Nah, I don't want to sound mad.
Why?
Really, I'm not. Cause I love. Fashion haters be thinking they hot. And I love fashion haters trying to get what I got. Damn, do I sound mad?
Yeah, really, I'm not.
24/7, man. I ain't gonna go for the show on or not.
Shut up! always hustling, but stay broke. Stay want me to slob on your musty knob? Yeah. I got a pen, I got the net, nigga, find a job. All your shine is fake, you waiting on that big break. Just to fall again, fucking with a snowflake. Look, the head is straight, the dick is weak. The little dough you had, you try to floss and spent it last week, bro. I'm tired of paying for your re-up, nigga. Always needing something ass, nigga. I'm tired of you running around like you official. Wayne off of no gas, want me to come get you, call me back, girl. You the type to get lost unless you got a girl. Picking up your pieces, acting glue to your puzzles. Accepting your phone calls when these hoes hit you with trouble. Nigga, I'm broke. Shut up. I'm that bitch that help you get your bread up. And yeah, we used to fuck, but I had better. You the type of fuck boy that gets fed up. Nigga, I'm broke. Shut up. I'm that bitch that help you get your bread up. And yeah, we used to fuck, but I had better. And you the type of fuck boy that gets fed up. Nigga, I'm broke.
Say hello to the dirt. I'm a broke nigga, bitch. You a dirt. You a dirtbag bitch. You a broke ass trick. Don't you dirtbag shit. Who the fuck you think you're talking to? And if I'm broke, who the fuck are you? I'm smoking on this good herb. Hey, you smoking stress on the kids' herb. You're not a bad bitch, bitch. You a dessert. All in the dirt with the lizard. You're nothing but a flipper. You a wretched ass bitch, plus a
nigga,
stripper.
I'm broke. Shut up. I'm that bitch that helped you get your bread up. And yeah, we used to fuck, but I had better. You the type of fuck boy that you set up. Nigga, I'm broke. Shut up. I'm that bitch that helped you get your bread up. And yeah, we used to fuck, but I had better. And you the type of fuck boy that you set up. Nigga, I'm broke.
Yeah, we still got the slappers, man. Brand new music still going. And we're going to stay on the West Coast with this one, all right? Seeksta. I think I'm saying that right. I hope I'm saying that right. My bad. Seeksta featuring my nigga K-Wise, the Lyrical Cycle, all right? That's that Self-X. Let's go. Big Bad W. Let's get it.
Do you want a friend?
Yes. I want a friend. But I want to live, too.
Well, chin up. I'll be your friend.
I rep that big fat W-E-S-T. Pound feet and humble if you fucking with these G's. It's that big fat W-E-S-T. Rolling through these avenues, smoking hella trees. It's the West.
We stay rolling and we smoking every choice. I'm steady posting from the air, but once I open.
It's the West. From the wild, wild west where we quick to draw. It's Big Z, I'm off the rig to raw. I could say fuck rap and we could take this back to when we used to scrap with no gas involved. But you wanna die, dumb players, scrap revolve. With a Colt 45 so it can't be sold. We rolling down these streets like we can't be stopped. Y'all motherfuckers sweeter than that candy shop. I'll have you buried deep up in the sandy lot. We're trying to scheme green out the family plot. Don't get your family shot, your salary got why. Cause I'ma ride till I die for all that I got. Cause I'm a left coast, west coast, find the L. On the grind, fuck the shine, that's at Montenegro. On the creep till I eat with my starry barrel. Break west and professional, gotta represent this where I roll. Big fat W-E-S-T. Pound feet and humble if you fucking with these G's. It's that big fat W-E-S-T. Rolling through these avenues, smoking hella trees, it's the west.
We stay rolling and we smoking every chunk of steady posting from the air, but once I open
it's west. Spending this game for a minute, homie. Shit ain't the same. Have these rappers full of gimmick phonies claiming that they bang. Stating that they flipping chickens, knowing only that they slang. While we lay low in the cut, doing our thing. LA fitted, homie, with the MJ black. Big Seek, the reason why the AV's up on the map. Models, fuck you, pay up. Gotta make this paper stack. Case I pass before my time, gotta leave something back. Cause mass labs blowing up. Poor kids growing up. With no parental guidance on the scene. Violence that from methamphetamines, it's hard to keep clean when you living in this Acidal Valley of Southern Cali, where we blow more smoke than hippies at hemp rally, where the 10 tallies average 100 degrees, where these cats, rats, and dogs over hunger for cheese, so we hustle on the double cause we stuck in these streets. I read that big fat W-E-S-T. Pound feet and humble if you fucking with these G's. It's that big fat W-E-S-T. Rolling through these avenues, smoking hella trees, it's the West.
We stay rolling and we smoking and we charging, steady posting from the air, but once I open
it's west.
Steady blazing, open straight, and paper chasing, different blazing on the 100, don't be
making. Rise,
like a cinch bug. Spit heat, phone for real G's at the front door. Bitch blow like calico. Smoking weed out the bowl. Real wet vet. Dangerous minds, get this brush roulette. Ain't part of a set. I'm a threat by my skin tone. Hood whistles on the block with every four ringtone. Southeast, pedigree, west witty. Get money, still rocking that LA city. With the business hustling, till my soul release my fear. Ghetto dancers from a real one that really lived it. Can't sugarcoat the streets when it's so vivid. Four fingers switch it, went out of town as busy. I'm up the west side, SC, eastbound, P-Dale. Double up on him sales, word close, hotel. Real recognized, real. Of course I look familiar. Have you ever heard of a lyrical killer?
I read that big fat W-E-S-T. Pound feet and pummel if you fucking with your G's. It's that big fat W-E-S-T. Going through these avenues, smoking hella trees. It's the West.
We stay rolling and we smoking every chunk of steady pacing from the air. What's up, old friend?
It's the West.
Daddy blazing, don't be straight. The paper chasing, different blazing. All the hundred gold we get.
We still not done, y'all. Let's take it down south, all right? Now, I'm not exactly sure where because my weed done kicked in, so I'm not going to call out no states and get people shit fucked up. But I'm talking about where the Goonies is at, all right? Goonies, Madam Queen, Infamy, Don Tony, let's get it.
Goonies in the south getting blinded. Chrome on the whip is a trip and they shining. Multicolored chains with the red and blue diamonds. Carolina goons in the south stay grinding. Goonies in the south getting blinded. Chrome on the whip is a drip and it's shining. Multicolored chains with the red and blue diamonds. Carolina goons in the south stay blinded.
They acting how did it happen? Different personalities with the characteristics to match it. My characteristics are ratchet. Not a bougie but savage. I touch and I damage. Any track that you manage, they average. I'm semi-automatic. And would love to let you have it. After the cabbage invented, 2 6 years be ready. Diminish my competition. The opposition is finished. No optimism. The club is rocking. I'm rocking with them. Hot in the denim. Act super shot is going in the blood in the water. In the sharks are swimming. Pardon me, who want a part of me? Two to your artery. Awfully after you, then it's hard for me. Davy Jones in the building, hands to the ceiling. Must be on like the poor if you do not feel it. If it me the illness, Lady Ranger kills it. Must be on like the poor if you do not feel it.
Who's in the south getting blinded? Chrome on the whip is a drip and it's shining. Multicolored chains with the red and blue diamonds. Carolina goons in the south stay grinding. Goonies in the south getting blinded. Chrome on the whip is a drip and it's shining. Multicolored chains with the red and blue diamond. Carolina goons in the south stay grinding.
Little mama is a beast in the swag you need. Pink pumps on her feet, danger her energy. And her flavor so sweet, give a nigga right seat. All he ever do is lead into that very feeling deep. It's all about your gas, the gas and Gucci bags. From steals and extra mass, so that's all we call it gas. I don't know why little mama so fly, but your girl stays bright like a star in the sky. And she plays no lie with me and chocolate tie. It's Carolina, baby. I love two things crazy. In the land of the lions, so your wounds don't fade me. And your girl stay cakey like Becky and Casey. How he get it? My mother never lazy. Since I'm a queen and I'm on that I'm a bean. That look to see green and it make a bitch mean. And that drink make a lean and that beat make a sing.
Goonies in the south getting blinded. Chrome on the whip is a trip and it's shining. Multicolored chains with the red and blue diamonds. Carolina goons in the south stay grinding. Goonies in the south getting blinded. Chrome on the whip is a trip and it's shining. Multicolored chains with the red and blue diamonds. Carolina goons in the south stay grinding.
Shorty, what the business is, I roll with Carolina kids and my Haitian immigrants and politics like president, NC president. Dirty South represents the pure possession, heaven sent, thank God for my relevance. Infamy's the beast, the thug and all teeth. The kid don't eat, but he damn sure feeds. The flow we should need like Cherokee, but cheeks in her deep. Don't release, let it seep, can't speak. My heart pumps power, my lungs roll flames. The wisdom in my missiles, the passion in my veins. You was a little crazy, I admit that I'm the razor. There's a message to my past, I'll break the fact that I'm insane. So nigga, bang, bang, this is M game. The flesh been slain from the ether and the veins. The father's out of strain, so they don't know the pain. They put it in their veins and they have no shame.
right, you guys. I got 8 crates of Epicac from Mort, all on my tab. Now, whoever goes the longest without puking gets the last piece of pie in the fridge. Okay, here we go. How's everybody doing?
Good. Good so far.
All right. All right.
Nothing yet.
Cool. Cool. You know, I don't know if you guys had any of that pie already, but that is some tasty stuff. That's from the bake sale that Lois was...
Ooh, one down. I know somebody who will be having it.
I'm starting to feel funny.
Well, I feel fine. I guess I'm going to...
Oh, boy. That means I win. I get to eat...
Oh, God. Why didn't anybody tell you? Oh, my God. My insides are on fire. No, please. No more. No more.
Dad, I'm scared.
Get the phone. Call 911.
Lois. Lois. Lois, get in here.
Okay. Okay. I think it's all gone. I think it's...
I don't want it.
Peter, I need you to hold my ears.
Who wants chowder?
Yo, 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 what's going on? It's the hardest working man in the business. It's the boy Q the Question. And right now, you tuned in to Slap Sundays with the Dagger on Bang Out Radio, playing nothing but them slappers and slapping the stupidity out of you dumb motherfuckers. So tune in and listen up. Holla.
That's right, y'all. We back. Slap Sundays, the Dagger, L.A. West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. If you want to call in, 661-621-7559. As always, just chill in the queue, or you can press 1 to holler at me. But I'm not going to open up the phone lines just yet. I want to get something off my chest because, you know, it is Slap Sunday, so I guess I feel the need. I need to slap myself real quick because I just got a, like, cold reality check today, and it's just interesting the way things play out. Now I was chilling with the homegirl. Now, it's interesting because let me describe the type of girl she is. You know, she ain't got no kids. Let's see, you know, rolled in a Mercedes-Benz, on point every day, you know, like... One of those types that's like no matter what day it is, no matter what hour it is, you know, I'm on point. I am, you know, G'd up head to toe if I'm going outside, you know. But really one of those, like, you know, can't nobody tell me anything. I mean, really, real, like, empowered, you know, independent type females, right? I don't need nobody for shit type to people, right? Now, it's funny because what happened was I had a show last night. And I saw her before I was going to do the show. I was telling her about the show. She was going to come out or whatever. Didn't show up, but hey, I expected that. It's okay. But she was talking about, well, so what are you going to do? You know, people, when you do got a show or something like that, sometimes they ask you all kind of questions, like they are going to show up. The more you realize, the more questions that they ask, the more they're probably not going to show up because they're trying to get an idea of what it's going to be like instead of just showing up, because if you're just going to go, you're just going to go. But besides that. But hold on. Oh, snap. Oh, did my beauty of the week get in? Hold on, let me see something real quick. Hold on, let me check. Sexy?
Yes.
Oh, okay, you did make it happen. Well, hold on, I'm going to give you a proper edit. I just wanted to make sure that was you. I was about to get into story mode quick. Let me play one track real quick, and I'm going to get you, and I'm going to get it lined up for our interview, because I was making sure that was you.
Hey, hello.
Oh,
Sweetie,
yes, ma'am.
Dagger?
Yes, ma'am.
I can only stay for about 15 minutes because I had to have someone else call for me, so I got somebody else just chilling on the phone.
Oh, I see what you're talking about. Well, sexy, I mean, as much as I don't want to rush it, though. You know what I mean? I want to make sure I take my time with Sexy Sapphire. I don't want to have to rush anything.
I need you.
So, you know what I mean? I would rather wait. It's good you got here and everything. You had to do what you had to do. But me personally, I would rather wait because I don't want to rush any kind of interviews. I want to make sure you get your full amount of time. You know, I want to make sure we do this properly. If that's okay.
I dig it. Sapphire will give you another interview. However, Sapphire told people she would be here today. And
yes,
I can't
that's good. So you are here. So just let people know since you are here real quick. Let them know a little bit about you. Like I said, don't give them too much details. We're going to have you come back and we're going to get into the full details. But go ahead and let people know what's up real quick and still where they can find you and all kind of stuff like that.
All right. Hey, people, it's your girl. It's Sexy Sapphire. I can't stay with y'all right now. I'm having technical difficulties, but I needed to let y'all know that I didn't want y'all to think I wasn't showing up for y'all. I'm here. Your girl is always here. Remember, I am the model of the people. Remember that.
Ooh,
and
ooh.
Until I get back to y'all, holler at me on Twitter, Sexy Sapphire. It's two P's in Sapphire. Act like you've been to school. Remember that, okay? Come check out the website. It's Sapphire the Sexy One. Remember that. It's a lot of sapphires, but I'm the sexy one. Come on by the website, all right?
Yes, ma'am. All right, baby. We're going
to
set that up.
I'm
all right.
Come
so thank you for calling,
y'all.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling and checking in, but we're going to set that up. But we're going to try to set it up on Wednesday night, too, because Wednesday night is more ladies' night, adult night anyway, and I feel you'd be more fire over there anyway. So we're going to make that happen.
I appreciate it, baby, and I apologize for my technical difficulties. I'll
hey,
be back.
You showed up. You know what? I can honestly, that's already, I already know. And I attract real people to my show, it seems like, because, like I said, most people will just come up with some kind of excuse or anything like that. You're like, nah, I'm at least going to make sure I show up and tell people what's going on. See, sometimes I don't even do that, you know, on my own show. So I got to give you much props and respect. So you ain't got nothing to worry about. We're going to set that up real proper, like.
Well, that's because Sexy Sapphire is all about her. Everybody know that.
Yes, as she should be. And you ain't got no reason not to be, Susie. Y'all better go check this lady out and see what we're going to be getting into. Because y'all gonna probably might want to call in and have some questions for yourself. I got a lot of questions, Sexy. That's what I'm saying. 15 minutes ain't going to do it. That's why I'm like, nah, I'm going to wait. We got a lot to talk about. Because I do my research.
I'm going to finish listening to the show because I was rocking to the music. So you keep playing that good music. I'm going to listen to the show.
Oh, and I got you. And I know, and I was, like I said, I was looking at the website. You looking for independent artists? Like I said, I got a lot of independent artists that you may want to put on some of your some of your videos and everything. Like I said, we can make all kind of connections right here, Sexy. That's what I'm saying. 15
exactly.
minutes ain't going to do
it. Come on through the
15
site.
Minutes ain't going to do
it. I take their music, too. That's right. Tell them come on through. I take their music, too.
Yes, ma'am. And like I said, 15 minutes ain't going to do it. So we're going to set that up for Sexy Sapphire, and we're going to bring her back to y'all. Because like I said, I don't even want to cheat people like that. I'm not going to cheat myself.
That's right. I'll see y'all later, babies. Just know I'm still listening. I'm rocking with y'all. Keep sending that fire music, and I like it.
Yes, ma'am. All right, Sexy Sapphire. Good looking out for checking in. Thank you very much.
All right, I'm out of here, babes.
All right. Man, y'all better watch out for that girl. If y'all go check out her Facebook, Melanie Hill on Facebook as well. Like I said, she's out there. Check her out so y'all can get an idea of who that was. So when she comes back, y'all already know what's up. But but as I was saying, reality check for me today, right now, chilling with the homegirl. Now she basically tells me, like, so what are you going to wear? What are you going to do for the show? I'm like, man, I don't know, because y'all know me. I know how to turn it up when I need to, but also at the same time, when it comes to these shows, I want people to just recognize me, you know, for my music. You know, I don't feel like I got to be all, you know, dressed up, did it, this, that. Well, I came out here to rap and to do my thing and to be me and do what I want to do and do it how I feel I want to do it. So, no, I didn't shave. No, I didn't do shit. I went out there. I did. But then when I saw her today and she looked at me, she was like, so you didn't do the show. That was her first question. It's basically like, so you didn't do the show last night? I'm like, yeah, I did the show. Like, you didn't, like, clean up your face or anything. I'm like, but like was real blunt with me, which is cool though. I appreciate the realness, but the fact that she was just coming to me like this was like, oh, what the fuck? Like, you know, all you have to do is just like really like line up. I mean, if you just do a straight line up like this and connect it all the way across, I mean, it might actually look good. I'm like, wow, like, are you really saying this to me? Because, you know, naturally, you know, for those that know me and we know what people get to talking about me or whatever, you know, naturally I just tend to defend myself in a sense, because it's like, on one hand, you know, I don't give a fuck of what you really think about me, at, you know, bottom line, or what anybody thinks about me. But at the same time, on her side of things and how she was trying to tell me, how coming at me, like, she was like, well, you got really good music, you know, I've heard your music, the songs I've listened to I like, so it's like, why are you not doing everything, you know, to present the whole package, you know? All you had to do was fucking shit. You know, she was coming at me, but I could understand, because on her side of things, y'all got to think, every day she's on. You know, she's an actress, or, you know, trying to get acting parts, things like that. She may be Daggers Beauty of the Week at some point if she decides to. But for her, you know, every day she's on. You never know when somebody may want you in a part. You never know when somebody may want, you know, every day she's on and she has to present herself in that way. Like, she's working every day, even when she's not doing anything. And I guess that may be right. And I'm thinking to myself, I mean, in the entertainment industry, that is kind of right. Because she was saying some shit like, imagine if you go somewhere And you ain't said not one word. Like, I went somewhere and I didn't rap, but I was a flyest dressed dude in there and, you know, cleaned up and everything like that. Niggas just want to know who I am just by looking at me. But still, you know, in my head I'm thinking, I don't want that kind of attention. You know, I want attention, but I don't want to be known as, you know, the flyest nigga. Oh, that nigga got all the top gear. Because I don't even know what the top gear is, because I don't care. I don't give a fuck. You know, I know what looks like, what looks nice. I know what looks nice on me. I know what I like, and that's what I'm going to wear, and that's what I'm going to do. But it was just cold because it wasn't even an argument, but I'm sitting there like, you know, I'm trying to tell her, like, you know, I'm not really about that. I don't care. I go out there and do my music and everything, but she hit me with some shit, which really, really shut me the fuck up because I couldn't even hate it. And it just amazes me how she thinks, because when girls are on and about their business and doing what they do and everything, you know, it's a whole different mindset. She came at me on some, if I wanted to go to some VIP shit right now and wanted you to come with me to talk to some people, whoop whoop and everything like that, you couldn't go, could you? Would you be ready to go? And I wouldn't. That shit baffled me. It did. Because she up here talking about, like, you know, her friends or her homeboy. I forget what name she was dropping. She was dropping somebody. I'm not going to say the name. But I guess one of her friends or something like that. She was just on somebody's skit for one of their albums coming out. She can't wait to hear it. One of her friends has a private plane. You know, if it is true, is she really, like, dealing with these top-notch motherfuckers? So... And it amazes me because it was like, oh, you know, I don't feel like, on one side it's like I'm out of place, and at the same time it's like I'm not, because this is the shit I be talking about all the time. This is probably the shit that I should be on. If I didn't give a fuck or I didn't care about what other people got going on, if I really was on some other shit maybe years ago, I would probably be on this type of shit already too. That's where it comes in, because she ain't saying nothing wrong, because yes. If this is something that I really want to do as far as music goes, entertainment, being out there and everything, I should be on point all day, every day, you know, ready to go. If this is popping, I need to be there. Business cards, CDs, you know, it should be like that. And then on the other side of it, it's like, girl, you don't realize but that's the sad part. If it could be like that, it would be. That's what she don't realize. And like I said, we just started kicking it or whatever, so it's not like she really knows that much about me and everything, or knows what's going on, you know, the behind the scenes. You know, in her eyes, she just sees a fucking, another rapper, you know what I mean, with potential, not just on some whatever type shit, I guess. I don't know. But that fucked with me, though, because that's so true. Like, I couldn't even go get a haircut right now. Hair all fucked up, you know, I ain't got a lineup. You know, my shit's just, I'm just on one and on so many levels right now, barely living. Can't be around the homeboys. I really don't want a lot of people knowing what's going on, so I try to avoid a lot of situations, you know, so it's just so I don't got to explain situations or have people be on whatever type for me. So y'all know me. I just rather deal with shit myself till something works out. But it's like, fuck. And seeing some shit like that is just crazy. Like she had me, she wanted me to buy something. Like I had to make a purchase for her. You know, she wanted some herbicals and shit. That's another thing, you know, motherfuckers get along when it comes to weed and shit. But she wanted me to get some herbicals for her and everything. I'm like, oh, well, she wanted me to buy it, so she was giving me the money. She's like, oh, you got change? I'm like, he probably got, you know, would the dude have change, the dude I was getting it from, like, was he going to have change? I'm like, yeah, probably, you know, that's nothing. For 100? I'm like, oh, like, I don't. No, he may, but just, you know, it's like, but that's what I mean. That's the thing. This is what I mean. When you're on that type of status, when you, it's like, when you naturally ask if, you know, do you got change for 100? Like, when anything lower than that is obscene to you, it amazes me. And then to just see it, and to see people just go through money like it's nothing, when it's like, ooh, you know what I could have did with that? You know, never a hater. But just to be around those type of, but it also goes back to me saying when you're around certain people, when you're in certain situations, or when you're dealing with certain people, it does make you kind of want to step your game up. Because again, for me, never a hater. I love anybody doing whatever they got to do to make their bread. If you happy and it's working out for you, by all means, keep doing what you got to do. You know, be happy, because there's a lot of people going through it right now, just trying to get to where a lot of people are, and there are a lot of y'all in certain places. Take for where you at for granted. I'm saying be happy, but, you know, still be humble. Don't be, you know, don't turn into one of them other type motherfuckers. You know, y'all should know what I'm talking about. But it's just interesting to be in those type of situations and to be around those type of people and in those conversations. And it's like, and she thinks she's untouchable. It's great. Even in how she drives, she drives with no seatbelt. You know, but since she's in a Mercedes-Benz and shit, the fucking alarm thing goes off when the driver doesn't, like, beep, beep, but she just turns up the music to drown it out. It was funny because I'm like, you're not going to wear your seatbelt? Like, she's like, no. Nah. I'm like, okay, well, that sound keeps going on. It's like, that's why I be having the music. And I'm like, wow, like, just don't care. But then be so worried about the police. Like, it's funny, but it's like, if you put the seatbelt on, they won't fuck with you. She does shit like drive on the, she like, drives while looking at her phone. Like, she's worse than me. I've never thought, you know, because I drive and text and do shit like that, but that's just what she does, period. Drive, text, talk, like, it's just all at the same time while driving. I'll be in the passenger seat, like, I'll be in my head, I'll be like, oh, this shit is crazy, but at the same time, it's like, hey, if shit happens, shit happens. It's whatever. She is working out. I'm still alive, so it's not all bad. But it's hilarious to just look at the situation when you see somebody who just is that carefree right now, or whatever cares they have is just not worries to them because they just know that shit is straight. And that's a good feeling. It's got to be a good feeling to be like that. But then that's what I'm saying. But then that's why I don't want to be – that's why I always be like not want to be bothered in certain situations, because it's like I can't step up to that right now. I can't. I should be able to. That's the level I should be on. That's where I want to be. Shit, beyond that. You know, I want to stay clean cut on a daily basis. I want to step out every day, you know, dressed up, just because, not even for everybody else, because it would make me feel good. But, you know, it ain't like that right now. And I got to figure out what the fuck I'm going to do if I'm going to get up off my ass anytime soon and actually make something happen, because that type of shit right there, girl, say something like that to me, if I were to take you to VIP right now, you wouldn't even be able to go, huh? Wouldn't even be ready. Like, you know what? Like, as mad as I want to be, it's like, you're right. I would still go, but then what type of girl who all that type of status with, you know what I mean? Take me, introduce me to probably some big record execs who's all, you know, blinged out watches, you know, I could understand. That's why I can't even be mad, because I understand. It's fucked up, but I understand. But, oh, man, yeah, so reality check on myself, y'all. I just had to slap myself real quick, because that shit is just crazy. And all that from me just not shaving my face or at least lining myself up in the fucking mirror in the bathroom because I was too lazy to do that for a show. All that whole thing came from that, because she's just like, man, you just got to be on point at all times, point blank, period. What the fuck? Like, and then was, but, you know, can't argue with that. So I still got some new music we still going to get to, y'all, and then we'll get back with y'all real quick. So let's do it like this. KMW, Turned Up, High and Drunk. Let's go.
I'm so turned up in this bitch, high and drunk. I'm fucked up, girl, who you rolling with? Yeah, and if you rolling with me, you better bring all your girls to run a play for the team. We high and drunk, well, you're fucked. We high and drunk, we don't give a fuck. We high and drunk, we don't give a fuck. We high and drunk. I pulled up on the scene, they already know I'm faded, cause I'm walking with a limp and my eyes looking Asian. What I'm smoking is amazing, blowing all these purple clouds, I guess my life is kinda hazy. Yeah, but it's all good though, cause a couple bad bitches here, nice with the deep throat. Easy pussy like a free throw, about to catch a DUI, I'm swerving on these hoes, whoa. I go hard with this rap shit. Every beat I get involved with gets a casket. Yeah, DOA, cause I don't fucking play around. I bought my chips like Frito-Lay. Okay, we just getting started. Hope you're ready to party. Burning blunts all night and sipping Bacardi. Yeah, and your girlfriend's a freaky bitch. Middle of the club, ass popping on some freaky shit. I'm so shit up in this bitch. High and drunk and fucked up, girl. Who you rolling with? Yeah, and if you're rolling with me, you better bring all your girls to run a play for the team. We high and drunk, we don't give a fuck. We high and drunk, we don't give a fuck. We high and drunk, we don't give a fuck. We high and drunk.
Riding through the city and I got the engine roaring. Nah, I can't fly, but I'm so high I think I'm soaring. Yeah, I'm on a different level with it now. Every time I get up in the booth, I fucking put it down. Cause this rap shit's my whole life. I love it so much, I'll find a booth in the afterlife. Yeah, and that's no bullshit. All I need's a mic and a beat and I'm going in. I'm so turned up in this bitch. I'm drunk, I'm fucked up, girl. Who you rolling with? Yeah, and if you're rolling with me, you better bring all your girls to run and play for the team. We high and drunk, well, we don't give a fuck. We high and drunk, well, we don't give a fuck. We high and drunk, well, we don't give a fuck. We high and drunk. I'm so turned up in this bitch, high and drunk, I'm fucked up, girl. Who you rolling with? Yeah, and if you're rolling with me, you better bring all your girls to run and play for the team.
That's right. Still got some new slappers going, y'all. Zeno the Ruler featuring Superman. Why you mad though? Let's keep it going.
And bit my fist in all my shoes. That got these niggas pissed. Got all men among the shoes, but they still poke out their lips. What the fuck I do to you? Got you feeling like this. I guess I'm so fucking cool. Tell me, is that what it is? Why you mad though?
Why you mad? Why you mad?
Why you mad?
Why you mad though?
Why you mad?
Why you mad?
Why you mad?
Why you mad though?
Why you mad?
Why you mad?
Why you mad though?
Why you mad
though? Married to the game, nah, but we fucking know. Yep, the intercourse good. I love how she suck me slow. But bras with good head game, I keep a bunch of those. I'm just too much of a D to try and cuff a hoe. They don't like the way I treat her. I got what they kill for. So they try and drop my question, copy my flow. They do whatever she asks. Dance, nigga, heel toe. Tryna bag up this bitch, but I'm the one she feel for. I was born with what she liked. Develop what she needed. She want me to give it to her long time, then repeat it.
Yeah.
She sprung off the kid, got all these lanes cheating. And real nigga in my blood, the streets ready for feeding.
Is it my fishes on my shoes that got these niggas pissed? Got all men among the shoes, but they still poke out their lips. What the fuck I do to you? Got you feeling like this. I guess I'm so fucking cool. Tell me, is that what it is?
Why you mad though?
I mean,
why you mad?
Like,
why you mad?
I'm just trying to comprehend what the fuck I got.
Why you mad?
That make all these niggas mad all the fucking time. I don't know. Whatever. Check me out. But niggas stay mad at the kid. Yes, cause I got money sticking to my ribs. You hungry? Look at the hoes on me. Got a tall that's swagging. These bitches, they thirsty. I be killing them. No FABO. Living the champagne like no Neo. Yo, bitch, bad. So I put that pass. I hope that's when I change my number. Cause I don't wanna call it me though. Cause I'm smoking on that purr. My shoes work for skirt. But the reject to go live at work. I'm the CEO. You just a clerk. Nigga, I'm pig skin. You just a nerd. With a flick of the bed. Lick of the clit. Nigga, I do it like this. My only guess is the anger is that you wish you could do it like this. You got a word of advice. Don't get mad. Get money when you see me setting. Don't get jealous. Get like me. Honey, you can wish all the bad luck on me and my crew. But I leave your ass stuck with pictures of me and your boo. Now, why you mad?
My head on my shoes. I got these niggas too. Got on minimum shoes, but they still poke out their lips. What the fuck I do to you? Got you feeling like this. I guess I'm too fucking cool. Tell me, is that what it is? Why you mad though?
Why you mad?
Why you mad?
Why you mad
though?
Why you mad?
Why you mad though?
Why you mad?
Why you mad?
Why you mad?
Why you mad?
Slappers, y'all keep sending in your music. dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. If you don't do music yourself, but you know some an independent artist that need they get their shit played and they got that shit that slap, They need to send it to me, all right? Dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com so they can get a rotation like this. J Star, choosing. Let's go.
You either choosing or you losing is what I always say. So you need to tell me what you're gonna do so I know what I need to do. Real talk. Della. But listen here. I ain't never been into the chase. Either you choosing or you losing. So what's up, you in or out? If not, I gotta keep it moving. Cause you ain't the only one trying to be the one and only. Never been the sideline. You make a starter when you lonely. On some player shit. Baby, the game ain't changed, nah. Pit by blood, where you think the game came from? Never miss a good thing until another nigga feeling me. Now you butt hurt thinking about all the possibilities. All the shoulda, woulda, coulda. Maybe if you woulda put it down, I probably woulda put up with your nonsense. How he intercept, but you brag about your offense. Love don't live here, check the nearest coffin. Killing them, baby, I be killing them. I swap where my heart was, no wonder I be feeling numb. Had a good thing, missed out, and now you feeling dumb. One more chance to prove your love, so you better get it done.
Well, alright, yeah, uh-huh. Live for the moment, right now you're the one. You say that you love me, go ahead and prove it. Cause you ain't the only one, baby, out here that's choosing. So won't you just show me how much you want me right now. Cause you ain't the only one all up on me right now. So won't you just show me how much you want me right
show
now.
Me how much you
ain't the
right
only one
now.
All up on me right now.
I got my H check, side piece check. See, it is never ever just about the sex. If you dealing with me, then we will deal in respect. Honesty is priority, otherwise you get it next. You want me to settle down, but you still playing them games. Baby, I see it, I ain't saying no names. They ain't worth it in the first place. Runner up, it's just silly strutting like they first place. But never mind that. Where the time at? Don't sweat that motherfucker. I just wanna dine at. Tryna be patient. How long do you want me waiting? Cause when I move on, I don't wanna hear your hating. Don't speak of loyalty. Cause I give it when it's given back. You give excuses, so I'm not giving that. Born winner, never losing. Baby, I'm cruising, and I'll even be choosing.
Well, alright, yeah, uh-huh. Live for the moment, right now you're the one. You say that you love me, go ahead and prove it. Cause you ain't the only one, baby, out here that's choosing. So won't you just show me how much you want me right now. Cause you ain't the only one all up on me right now. So won't you just show me how much you want me right now. Cause you ain't the only one all up on me right now.
So won't you just show me how much you want me right now. Cause you ain't the only one all up on me right now. So won't you just show me how much you want me right now. Cause you ain't the only one all up on me right now. I mean, I'm saying, all fair in love and war, right? I know you didn't think me, being who I am, I'd wait around for you. You crazy. In the way you supporting my music.
All right, y'all. All right, y'all. Last one out the new crew, man. Brian, I love all the new music, man. Keep sending it in. Glenwood Lake. Oh, wait, hold on. Drake's kicking in. Let me make sure I get this right. My bad if I mispronounce this. Glenwood Lay Low featuring Texaco Shawty and Miss K. Faking.
Man, drop that shit for these fuck niggas.
These niggas be faking. These niggas be hating. These niggas be kicking. That's what these niggas won't make it. That's why I don't fuck with these niggas. I don't fuck with these niggas.
life. Play with it. Strapped up, I stay with it. A nerd bag with a duck bag full of cash, and I got an AK with it. You niggas, sweet straight ducks off. She play with mine, and I'ma bust off. I'm riding around, no low key. I see you, but you don't see me. That bitch with, she know me. Been blowing up my phone for 4 weeks. Release date, I touched down. Called her up, bust her down. Black shades, black car, dark tint, bitch mall. Scared gas, you niggas broad. That's why I don't fuck with none of y'all. You see me and give me 50 feet. Don't play with me, I play for keys. The blood to me go, a middle man. My homie getting drunk, blowing straight from Japan. Get it off, but we don't floss. Me and the Ross, yeah, she the boss. I'm fucking taste the coach, all this. And Miss K, I know she bout it. That's what these niggas be faking. These niggas be hating. These niggas be kicking. That's what these niggas won't make it. That's why I don't fuck with these niggas.
Check out my boy The Dagger on Slap Sundays every week from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can tune in at www.bangoutradio.com or call 661-621-7559 and listen or press 1 and join in.
Yeah, y'all, we back. The Dagger, L.A. West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio, Slap Sundays. Remember, you want to call in 661-621-7559. As always, you can just chill in the queue. Or you press 1 to holler at me. So let's see who's all out here tonight. What to do, my nigga? Dre, how you feeling?
Hey, nigga, I'm out here just chilling, you know, doing my thing. What you up to?
Man, trying to hold it together as best as possible. You know, I'm tired of feeling like, dude, like I'm crazy when I know I'm just like, you know, like, when I know I'm doing the right thing, when I know, well, like, again, I'm not about to sit here and play like I'm perfect. Nobody's perfect. I'm not about to say it. But you know when you're doing the right thing. You know what I mean? You know when it's, you know, wrong and right. So you know I'm doing the right thing, or at least the better thing. You know, if you got two bad things to choose from, I try to lean towards the better one. And I get tired of leaning towards doing the right thing. And everybody, or at least the people I'm associated with, are coming at me like I'm crazy, like I did something wrong. And it's like, if I did something wrong, then you would really be on one. You know what I mean? Like, it would be even worse than what you're even coming to me like right now. So it's just crazy, and it bothers me. That's what it does. But my body's just dumb, man.
You can only do you. Nobody like it. Fuck it.
That's kind of where I'm at now too. It's been working out lately, and motherfuckers are just getting mad. But it's like, hey, that's you being mad. You know, that's your problem. Like,
you're my problem. Shit, you want to be mad? Be mad. I'm happy for you. I'm happy that you're mad. That I'm doing
something that you think. Yeah. So hold on real quick. I'm gonna explain the situation. Because if I'm wrong in situations, I like people telling me I'm wrong. Maybe I didn't look at it a certain way. So I'm gonna explain something in a second. We're gonna see if I was wrong or right. Hold on. Let's see who else is out here. MIA, how you feeling?
Man, I'm over here feeling good. Like, I got so much shit going on. It's ridiculous. I'm not gonna lie. I'm happy. You feel me? Finally, just been a while. Turn set. So we got the video session popping.
Okay, for sure. Yeah, like I said, my drink kicking in. I'm feeling good. You know, so here's the situation. Now, I explained the situation before on one of my shows recently, but I'm not going to go through the whole entire backstory again because that was a whole other segment that I'm not even going to bring up. But basically, it was one of those situations where, like, a nigga ran up on me for the wrong reasons, but once he ran up on me, he was about to do all this, you know, fucking you up on sight, woo-woo-woo, this, that, or whatever. Then the nigga see me, talks all these yin-yang or whatever, but then basically bows it down like nothing happens, which is always what seems to happen in my situations. Every time a nigga say he gonna do something, niggas never, they might get to that line, but they never cross it for whatever reason. At this point in my life, I wish somebody would just do something because I'm tired of people just talking. But anyway, it was that kind of situation before. So since that situation happened, you know, basically, like I said, I don't think about that nigga like that. If I see this nigga strolling in the area or something like that, you know, I don't even look towards him. I don't care. I don't give a fuck. Okay, basically. But it was funny because the dude who I got the issue with was over. You know, there's always a female in the middle of it. So it was over this female that was in the middle of it. And every now and then I may go say what's up to her or chill with her. So it's funny. And it's always a situation. It's like if I'm chilling with her and he's around somewhere or whatever. Because, you know, this is basically some hood shit. So I don't know if y'all know too much about our hood shit go down or whatever, but you know, when motherfuckers deal with each other in the hood and everything like that, then you can't really get around people because everybody goes to the same places when you're in the hood. The local park, local liquor store, smoke shop, you know what I mean? It's always motherfuckers walking around and shit, but it'd be the same motherfuckers walking around. Local crackheads, things like that. So basically, fast forward. Now, today, I'm at the local hood smoke shop. Now, I'm going in there to get, you know, some cigarettes, you know, some blunts, you know, I'm about to smoke and shit, I'll try to chill. Now, I'm coming out. Now, oh boy, that had beef walks across. Now, it's just funny because I'm like this right now. And he's not even by himself. He's with this other dude who, like I said, who's like his friend. But I didn't even know they was cool like that. You know what I mean? I never knew that until after the shit went down, until after all the bullshit went down. Then I knew they was cool with each other and shit. And like, so the one I was actually cool with, you know, before I knew that he was dealing with the dude that had beef over the female, he gonna walk by, and it was one of those things. You ever be in the store, and you stand in the store, and you stand in the doors of the store because I'm waiting in line, and somebody, like, walk past the door, and they see you, and they come back, you know what I mean? Like, if they don't just keep walking. It's like, oh, I saw somebody. Let me come back. So I'm like, oh, shit. So I see them walk by. I see him and the dude that got beef. I'm like, oh, there they go. But I'm thinking they're going to keep walking. These motherfuckers do come back like, not the dude that had beef, the other one who was cool with me. And this is funny. I'll explain the big view. I'm just explaining technically what happened. But then I want y'all to see it from my angle, how I saw it. But this is exactly what happened. He came back. Dude's like, hey, what's up? You know, whatever. Other dude still ain't said nothing to me. The one that had beef, he ain't said nothing to me. The only dude doing the talking is the one that was cool with me or that I thought was cool or whatever. And this nigga on the, yeah, man. And I'm coming out of the store. You know, I'm ready to leave. I'm going back to my car. This dude was going to ask me, like, yo, man, you got you got like some change or a dollar, you know, niggas trying to get some weed and shit. I'm like, okay, you know, I'm thinking like, okay, he asked me this, so it's like, okay, fuck it. I had a dollar, you know, so I'm not thinking anything of it. Like, okay, well, fuck it. I'm checking, like, okay, whatever. So now I'm like, come follow me to the car. Follow me to the car, walk to the car. Now keep in mind, it's the dude who's cool, who I thought was cool or whatever, and the dude who had beef. Remember, this other dude was the one who, nigga, I'm fucking you up on site, whoop, whoop, all this or whatever, pressed the issue on the car, stood there and do nothing or whatever, and past that, just kind of like ain't done nothing about it down since then or whatever, right? So they walk up to the car, so I give dude the dollar, like, boop, 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 whatever. Now the other dude say something to me, the one that had beef, like, hey, man, it's good, what's up, man? Ever since that day, you know, it's all good. I'm going to say what's up to you and everything. I'm like, okay, whatever, you can do that. That's fine, bye. And they walked off. Now, oh, girl, the one who dude had beef with me over now is walking up, and her first question to me is, What's up with that? Well, what was that all about? Was a because according to, because I tell her all the time, like, yo, I don't fuck with dude. I don't got no, you know, I don't even want to deal with him or whatever. But I was just in that situation where it was like, okay, I'm just, the nigga asked for a dollar. He didn't ask for a dollar. The other nigga asked for a dollar. So fuck it, get this move on. I'm trying to move along the situation. This girl gonna come up on me like, so what the fuck you give him a dollar for? The niggas can get their own shit. This that you always talking to, like going off on me over giving him and old boy a dollar. Like, but girl, why the fuck are you giving this shit? You always talking shit about how you don't like it over here and you don't never want to come over here because of this nigga and everything like that, but you gonna get this nigga a dollar and da 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 da. I'm like, what the fuck are you going off on me for over a dollar? Number one, it's a fucking dollar. That's number one. And number two, the way you going off about it makes me wonder what's really going on with you or some shit like that. Because you're getting way too mad over a fucking dollar. Because majority of the time when I'm chilling or whatever over that way or something like that, I'm sitting there telling her ass, like, you know, this dude dumb. Like, I do be talking about the situation if it comes up because I don't want to be bothered with the situation. I avoid situations. You know, I don't like being, especially when it's dumb shit, especially shit that don't got nothing to do with me like that. So being in that situation, but in that situation, it's like, man, it's a fucking dollar. Here, take the, and the fact, but now here's the global thing. This is what pisses me off about the situation. If these niggas, because she's all like, well, they can get their own shit, this, that, or whatever, and, you know, woo-woo, now they might say something or whatever. It's like, what the fuck are they really going to say? That I gave them a fucking dollar? I'm like, they should be the ones that's dumb and feeling bad about shit, because how, I don't know what type of nigga threatens another man, this, that, woo-woo, or whatever, presses the line but don't do nothing, all this, woo-woo, or whatever, and then the next day want to shake a man's hand and ask him for something. I don't understand that. That boggles me. And on top of that, me trying to be, like I said, I'm a good person, of course, because she made it seem like she wanted me to be the type of nigga like, man, fuck you, nigga, get the fuck away from me. I thought it was nigga, fuck you in that dollar. But that ain't my swag. That ain't what I do. I can't believe I just said swag. I can't stand that word. But that ain't how I get down.
Man,
you know what I mean?
I'm saying
that,
nigga. I hear you.
I don't.
That's not your swag. And
but
we over here
hurting
right now. I hear you, though.
But that ain't my thing. You know, I had, and it was nothing. I had a fucking dollar. You know, it was just like a bum asking me for a dollar or something like that. But bums don't get a dollar. And like I said, if it would have been the dude that actually had beef with me asking me for
shit.
It or whatever, I probably wouldn't have gave it to him. You know, it was the other dude that asked me. So in my head, I'm already thinking.
But you don't
ever
give people money, though.
But at the
not
same
like
time,
that.
Obviously, there you go. You sound like her.
I mean, not like that,
dollar,
but I mean,
like, okay. So I did something wrong, so I shouldn't have gave him the dollar? Is that what you're telling? I shouldn't have gave him the dollar, given the situation. I was wrong?
I don't know.
Give me your opinion. In your opinion, from the way I explained it, knowing the history behind the situation.
Dagger, you know, I was in and out, you know, because I'm, like, kind of recording and shit like that. But,
that's not even
like,
good. If you can't give your entire focus to the show, then you can't,
I'm
you can't
focused.
Keep it in
I'm
and out.
I'm just saying, like,
but obviously not.
In, but I think that you giving him the dollar wasn't wrong, because it's like, if you gave it to him, it was for a reason, because just like I said, you don't give up money, you feel me? I don't got to really listen to the whole fucking story to know you feel me? Like, I'd have been in situations. So if you gave him a dollar, it's really for a fucking reason.
I mean, in my head, no. In my head with the whole situation,
you feel me?
Instead of me having to say something like, no, I don't have a dollar, or and then have these niggas try to elaborate the situation even more, or to even give these niggas even more of a reason to talk to me. I feel the fastest way to get them away from me would be to give them the fucking dollar and get the fuck on.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, I thought that was dead the situation. But then, like
because
I said,
motherfuckers be like, oh, I know
he
got money in his pocket and he acting all funny and shit, and it'll be an escalated situation even more. You feel me?
Yeah,
it's pretty some dick and pussy
whatever.
Shit, and it always go bad. You feel me? And I don't try to get him into any shit like that. You feel me? Especially
and
in the concept. And you did say it was some hood shit, right?
Yeah,
and I know it ain't no hood
shit
over here.
And that's what I'm saying when I. That's why I'm just trying to move the situation along because, again, look, keep this in mind. Like I said, I'm out of bounds. Like I said, I'm not a hood nigga. I'm not scared of hoods. I can go through hoods and everything like that or whatever. But certain
exactly.
hoods,
you
it's like if I'm not
the
from
hood,
there or whatever, I know to get down. I'm not a dumb nigga. This is how I survived this long. You know what I mean? I know how to move around certain places. I can adapt to situations or whatever. But technically, to be honest, like I said, a nigga was
survival.
Out of bounds. That ain't my hood. You know what I mean? So
mm-hmm.
I'm not about to sit up here and give no red flags and give no reason for anybody to get any kind of agitated over here for whatever reason.
Especially
nigga,
with the type of stuff
dollar.
That you do. Especially with the type of stuff that you do because your face is known everywhere. It ain't like you just some type of guy who be like, oh,
yeah,
I'm going to just like this.
And then the nigga that got beef with me or whatever is the same nigga that'd be over there, you know, probably mouthing niggas or whatever. Niggas probably know the car or whatever because, I mean, I've been had the same car, so it's not like, you know what I mean? You don't know what niggas is capable of. So in my head,
that's true.
I'm thinking,
that's so true.
In my head,
you never know.
And I don't even know, and again, in my head, why is these niggas even talking to me, even asking me for shit when I thought it was beef or, you know, you never know what niggas is thinking, but this is what I'm thinking. So
yeah.
I'm like, okay, if the easiest thing to get these niggas away from me right now is a fucking dollar, then here's your dollar, get the fuck on.
But
the fact when I did that, and then this girl walk up cussing me out over giving niggas a dollar because I thought there was beef, why you get everything. It's like, it makes me feel like I did something wrong.
Like, why you giving these niggas money and you a bitch-ass nigga?
Yeah, exactly.
That's because she liked shit like that and she liked to start drama. That ain't nothing but some motherfucking drama. Bitch, it's a dollar. Get over it. Fuck it.
Okay, so I'm not tripping. Am I tripping?
No, you're not fucking tripping. Am I tripping?
Dre, my nigga, am I tripping?
Like, fuck it. Nah.
Dre.
Yeah, what it do?
Man, am I tripping?
Nah, you're not tripping. I mean, you did what you did. First off, where the fuck were you at?
Oh, nigga, I was in the bed. I don't want to, you know, give away niggas' hoods and shit or whatever, man. You never know who's listening out here, man. But what can I say?
You was in somebody's hood.
My get down is a whole lot different too. I mean,
but that's what I'm saying. People get down a different way.
If I got funk with a person, I'm going to see it out, period. You're not going to tell me you're going to do something.
Oh,
back then. I'm going to smash you right there on site, period. And if it go down, it go down. That's what it's going to do. And I might throw a dollar at you.
But you're that type of nigga. When you say it's on or something like that's going to pop off, then that's what it is, and there's no question about it. Nothing's going to stop you from doing what you said you're about to do. Here's what happens, though, but look at it this way. He said he was going to do something, had his chance, bowed it down, and now this nigga want to shake my hand every time he see me and want me to say what's up to him and everything
You already know.
That's what I'm saying. Out of the world without doing nothing.
You know how them niggas be. They act like females sometimes. No disrespect, but they act like females sometimes. They run their mouth a lot. They talk all that shit, but when they get in somebody's face, they shut up. They quiet until they get around their homies, and then they run their mouth again. So, I mean, that's all it really is. Me personally, I wouldn't even motherfucker that you thought was your homie. I wouldn't even deal with it. That's another nigga cross off the block for the year. Fuck it.
But you kind of saying what she was saying though too. That's what I'm saying. So don't fuck all them niggas. Period. Don't get nothing to nobody or whatever. So I mean, maybe I did kind of handle it the wrong way.
I try to find the most peaceful way to do it.
You handled it the way that Dagger can handle it. Fuck what everybody else think. What Dagger think?
I mean, yeah. I think I handled it the right way, personally.
Okay,
I think
so that's how I think you handle it.
You can only handle a situation the way you can. We're going to get into Dagger's double play, come back, chop it up a little bit more, see who else want to get in the conversation, and then we're going to play tag for the rest of the night, make it real simple. So Dagger's double play, y'all. Be right back.
Yeah. Dagger, bitches.
That's right. AKA 4DB.
You know, I'm giving up.
I don't give a fuck.
I got to let this shit go.
Let it
go,
my nigga.
Much.
Let it go.
Yeah. Listen up. Follow me. I try to be good. The good guy keeps losing with the niggas I trust and the bitches I be choosing. Niggas say they got my back about their money when I get it. When I turn around, they're the first ones to stab me in. I don't get it. First thing on me, then they cross me. I see they two colors because they just want to kill me soft. I ain't letting shit ride. If I kill all the haters, what they consider that? Genocide. It's just a public service. Look at them. I got them nervous. If I'm doing something, then I do it with purpose. Fuck that. Ain't nothing magical. I'm living in a world full of stats, facts, and actual. No time to be casual. Dagger wasted a lot of that. My spidey sense. This is a hater, kill him on contact. I ain't getting sidetracked, Wyatt Earp is hunting him. Anybody hating the dagger, I'm gonna murder him.
K-I-L-L-Y-O-U.
You know it, F-U-C-K-Y-O-U. I will K-I-L-L-Y-O-U. So you know it, F-U-C-K-Y-O-U. Damn right. These bitches think they niggas now. All be on that dumb shit. Bitch, get it right. You don't got one. You suck dick. You ain't a woman, bitch. A ratchet with a good disguise. Hiding behind your fake hair and nails. Telling real lies. Getting a lot of tries to make ties last. Now I'm real quick to tell the bitch to. Cause either they real dumb or never made it out the 8th grade. Can't get a job fucking and sucking to get paid. All you do is get laid and act strange for chump change. Getting traded more than stocks do at the stock exchange. Cause they're the cocky bitch that's trying to front. Sounding like the kids are Morty. So what? You got a car, house, job, and pay your own shit. None of that matters when you used to acting like a... Yeah, you got power, but you lack responsibility. So fuck them all, cause caring about these women, it be killing me.
K-I-L-L-Y-O-U. So you know it, F-U-C-K-Y-O-U. I will. K-I-L-L-Y-O-U. So you know it, F-U-C-K-Y-O-U.
Damn right. Who the fuck am I to get on the mic and talk shit?
Smacking you to get some real hits. The same guy that's on the edge, but fucking now jumping off. But when I hit the bottom, I just stand up and walk it off. My skeleton is strong, binder with adamantium.
Bitches mad, they throw me they pussy. I
throw it back at him, and I just laugh at him. Dagger, he's a rude dude at AGAA. Mr. Nigga always got an attitude.
Because I don't pretend. See the world we living in, I shouldn't be trying.
Cause real niggas, we don't ever win.
So I'm just getting by, cause in the end,
I never fake it. I'll just be the hardest nigga on the mic that didn't make it.
That's my destiny, I live my life and let it be. And even with side shakes, niggas couldn't see it. I'm a delinquent. Smoke Drake frequent.
West Coast best kept secret.
K-I-L-L-Y-O-U. So you know it. F-U-C-K-Y-O-U. I will. K-I-L-L-Y-O-U. So you know it. F-U-C-K-Y-O-U.
Yeah, I do this music shit too, y'all. Don't get it twisted. It's the Dagger, man. This is that anti-hater music. Let's keep it going.
Let's do it. Oh, shit.
I don't
even know.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
I do know now.
Do.
This is what it is right here, all right?
Never knew
that. AKA 4DB with it. Listen up. Grow up and face a world like this. So many bitches hate the perpetrators up in the mix. The more I try to fix, I realize it's out of my hands. So I don't give a fuck, shit, care, hell or a damn. Fuck a plan. I'm stingy now, cause people out here paper jacking. So I'll just do whatever the fuck I want to now and see what happens. Sit back and keep on laughing, only way to hide the hurt. Many years of hard work, pills, weed, new post, same jerk that loves to flirt. You never wanna catch sober, staying hooked up. I never worry about a hangover, I'm getting bolder every day. I'm not the type to run away, we all die sometime. But for me, it won't be today. Comprende, you act fake, chew you up like glad, dissect you like a science class, sell your parts on eBay. Just like the Kimbe Mutombo or a Michael Buffer witty. Live a life without a smile, a hug.
I never knew I'd
find happiness in drinking and drugs.
I never knew
could
I
never ever put my trust in the bitch.
I never knew
be the one that people call in the clinch.
I never knew
be a lie, cause black people we die.
I never knew I'd
shed so many tears, I can't even cry.
I never knew I'd
make it this far without any kids.
I never knew I'd
now I do, fuck it, that's how it is.
I never knew
niggas think that if they never fall, that'll make them tough. But everyone falls, it takes strength to keep getting up and raise up on your two feet. Stand tall, hold your
crown and give it to the next nigga or bitch that try to knock you down. I'd rather frown, so take my smile, flip it, turn it upside down. Smoking on Robinson, shedding tears from a clown. Now, all I find is blood, pain, and persecution. Bret Hart with it, though.
Excellence of execution.
This world's an illusion. And I've been unplugged for decades. We all got a life, never knowing when you get paid. So I get laid, smoke, drink, snip lines, and relax and mollies. Only way to stop myself before I snap and kill somebody.
Do you understand?
But God, he never talks to me. I live until I die, the holler at him to see.
Judgment day.
Am I a good man or a perpetrator? Do I get past the gate or is it the lava like the Terminator? Live a life without a smile as a hug.
I never knew I
find happiness in drinking and drugs.
I never knew
can
I
never ever put my trust in a bitch.
I never knew
be
I
be the one that people call in the clicks.
I never knew
be
I
be a lie cause black people we die.
I never knew
shed
I
shed so many tears I can't even cry.
I never knew I
make it this far without any kids.
I never knew I
now I do. Fuck it, that's how it is.
I'm
disturbing hearing voices always talking so I can't sleep. I stay up in my head around real people I barely speak. Cause I ain't shy, just quiet when I talk nobody like it. Cancel my music.
It's way too much.
I wouldn't even buy it. You people like to try me and music, live and die. The game of rap is extra whack, body fat, needs a diet. I should've quit, cause being real don't get you rich. The game is fucked up, but we all keep fucking with this fat bitch. Because the bitch we paying stupid though, yeah, she a dummy. Just like a real bitch, she likes to give
the
this is beyond funny, but I gotta state facts. You paid on whack raps, real artists falling through the cracks. But hey, I'm cool with that, cause there's no cool for ignorance. You ain't gotta know me.
Just listen up.
Ain't I killing it? Wait, hold up, you know what? Don't do this for the recognition. Just here to prove a point.
You rappers ain't no competition.
I never knew I
live a life without a smile as a hug.
I never knew I
find happiness in drinking and drugs.
I never knew
can
I
never ever put my trust in a bitch.
I never knew
be the one that people calling the clicks.
I never knew
be a lie cause black people we die.
I never knew
shed
I
shed so many tears I can't even cry.
I never knew I
make it this far without any kids.
I never knew I
now I do. Fuck it, that's how it is.
I
and
never
there you have
it.
I told y'all. I'm done with this shit, man. This is that anti-hater music right here.
I never knew
dang.
I.
LA, West Coast all day.
I.
AKA 4DB.
I never knew
you
I.
You know what I mean? With a gang. That's
I
how I do.
Hood
bound. That's what it is.
I never knew I.
Act like y'all know.
I never
I know
knew
now.
I.
I didn't know before.
I never knew I.
But now I know now.
Well, dynamite. I see that roundhouse kick still packs a punch.
Miss Flynn, what did Black Dynamite tell you honkies from the CIA about interrupting his kung fu?
Nothing, Black Dynamite. You've told us not to ever interrupt your seductions, your interrogations, and your jumping of rope, but never your kung fu. That might have been someone else.
Well, from now on, add my kung fu to the honkies from the CIA's list. Not to interrupt, you dig?
Very well. Black Dynamite, this is about Nam, a.k.a. Vietnam, a.k.a. Nam, a.k.a. Vietnam.
Yeah, good old Vietnam. I remember all four of those places like it was yesterday. The fighting, the jungle, the gun, it was like a dream. I could still smell the shrapnel.
That ain't shrapnel. I think that's honeybee barbecue.
Look, I know how much you miss Vietnam, Black Dynamite, and we pulled the plug before you could do the impossible, which we already know you're capable of. But we need you, Black Dynamite. We need you to go back to Vietnam.
Black Dynamite, what's Vietnam?
A question a child might ask, but not a childish question. Still, Penny, Black Dynamite's gonna need you to shut the f*** up when grown folks is talking, okay?
Take off. I'm going back to Cali. I'm going back to Vegas. Girl going crazy. Dope game payment. Splash Martin. I'm talking about cooling out, man. West side, West take Coast. Out. Bang out radio.
Yeah, we back, y'all. Slap Sunday. Dagger. LA West Coast all day. Bang out radio, reality radio. Still, if you want to call in, 661-621-7559. As always, you can just chill in the queue. Listen in, or you can press one to holler at us. All right, so let's see, get everybody back in. Dre, you still good?
Yeah, I'm here, homie.
Okay, for sure. And MIA, still good?
Yeah, I'm still good. I'm here.
Okay.
Am I too loud?
Well, I just want to make sure. I also want to make sure I go on record. Like, I just try to let off some frustrations here, but at the same time, this is why I don't speak a lot, because a lot of people take the things that I say and misconjecture them into other things and twist my words or, like, make it something that it's not. I try to keep things as simple as possible. I try to just, like, avoid a whole lot of situations. But at the same time, like I said, I speak more here than I probably do in person or anywhere else because, again, this to me is my outlet. It allows me to get things off my chest. It allows me to try to just, because they say you should talk about your issues or your problems or things that you go through, but I never find the actual place to be able to do that, so that's why I do it here. So, again, don't mind the things that I say. Again, it is all true. I do believe the things that I say. I do back the things that I say. I don't feel sorry for any of the things that I say. But at the same time, like, you just, if you understand where I'm coming from, or if you have been where I'm at, or if you're going through something I'm going through, this is the reason I talk, and this is the reason why I share these stories, is because I don't want anybody to have to go through the shit that I fucking go through. I don't want y'all to have to deal with bullshit. If you see some bullshit, go the other way.
Because you never know what's dealing with it.
You just got to be ready at all times. And like I said, I don't talk bad about people. I mean, I do talk bad about people, but I don't talk bad about people just because. I do shit when I have a reason to do it. If I don't have a reason to do shit, I just don't do shit just because. I don't go looking for trouble.
You
got to
watch what you say at the same time, too.
As much as people be talking that shit and everything like that, it's like, you know, freedom of speech. If I can't sit here and say what I want, but that's what I mean. I tone back a lot on this show anyway. That's what I said on all my shows. I've said that before already. You know, I don't call out names. You know, I don't put people on blast. I kind of just talk about situations.
And we didn't have some turned up shows.
That's what I'm saying. I don't put people on blast. Other people may put people on blast and everything like that. I don't put nobody on blast. I talk about my situations. I leave names out of it. I don't point fingers at people. I just talk about situations and the shit that I deal with from my life, from my perspective.
And how you feel about
And exactly how I feel. Exactly how I feel. Because also keep in mind, y'all, out there listening, when I'm going through it or when I'm in the situation, I cannot say the things that I want to because it wouldn't be.
You
want
to do another one under that one?
This is the only place I really get to say these things because in real life, people cannot handle these type of things. People cannot handle these type of situations. People cannot handle these kind of conversations. And it's not my fault that, you know, it's not my fault that you can't handle the situation. And it's amazing to me because I sit here and listen to the shit people tell me all the time, the shit people say to me all the time, or the shit people say to each other. Dre, you ever sit back and listen sometimes? You hear the shit people say to each other and everything like that? It'd be some fucked up shit that people actually do say to each other.
Yeah, they do, and then they go back and shake hands and hug like everything is good. But I'll be like, damn, y'all was just talking shit about each other. You know, y'all back hugging and doing all this. Now when one leaves, he's back talking shit. Like, I don't understand. That's why I don't associate myself with motherfuckers that do that shit. Because I don't do that shit. I don't just talk like I said. If it's me and you, it's me and you, period. You go back and put other people in it, hey. If other people want to build a fire to get put up in it, then, hey, it's going to happen in this. You already know that. That's why I keep my circle. My circle is so small, I can count it on one finger pretty much.
That's how I got to be sometimes.
I know some real motherfuckers that's really out and down and really out there like that, but you know, I kind of disassociate myself with them because this is they get down. I don't need to know what you do. I don't need to know your hustle. I don't need to know how you get down. I don't need to know how you make cheese. This is what you do. I don't need to know all your info. That I keep it like that. So when it comes down to it, you can never say, "Oh, Dre said this. Dre said that."
Exactly.
I don't know shit.
Exactly. I don't know shit about nothing going on. But then when you try to involve me in it and everything, this is another thing that pisses me off about a lot of situations too. It's not even because as long as whatever you're doing, you know what I mean, you're full liberty to do whatever you do. You know, if that's how, like you just said, if that's your hustle, that's your get down, whatever it is, however you do it, that's what you do, that's fine. But when you involve me in something and I see what's going on and it's stupid to me, then it frustrates me because now I can't. You don't want me to say anything about your shit though, but you're involving me in it, and this shit is dumb as fuck. And I don't deal with dumb shit. You know what I mean? I don't deal with dumb shit, but you're involving me in dumb shit that I don't like dealing with. But you don't want me to say anything on top of that. Like, come on, people be asking. This is, I said it many times too. People ask for too much. People expect something without having to put anything out there. Everybody thinks that somebody's owed something. Don't nobody owe anybody shit. At least from what I see, And people make it damn sure know that they don't owe me shit. And it's just crazy because, like I said, people say shit that come out their mouth. Like I said, the things that come out people's mouth is mouth is. Look at me just making up words. The shit that comes out of people's mouths sometimes, it's like, and you're mad at me for voicing my opinion here, where if you know how I am and this is me telling you how I am, don't come over here. If I know something I don't like is in a certain place, I don't go over there. I know what I say can be harsh. I know my views may be kind of jagged and one-sided. I know all these things. All the things you got bad to say about me, I know about myself because I know myself. But bottom line is, ain't nothing, I'm not twisting anybody's arm. Ain't nobody gunning nobody's head. I'm not forcing people to press the play button, on these shows or anything. I'm not forcing anybody to do anything. People do what they want to.
I didn't mean to call him to cut you off, but
no, you good.
We need to link up.
Man, like I said, I'm trying. it's hard to even move sometimes, man. Like I said,
I know what I'm saying. You know why though? We just need to link up whenever you get some free time.
Man, I gotta find it. I really do. But yeah, man, I feel.
Nah, don't bullshit with me like that. Nah, don't tell me that.
I'm not bullshitting you, man. Like for a nigga who don't got no job and technically don't got shit to do and don't want to do shit, I still do so much shit. And it's just and that's another thing is that I do so much for other people in other situations and everything that for people to come at me all kind of sideways and everything, it's like who the fuck are you with it? You know what I mean? Like, are you fucking serious?
Yeah.
That shit pisses me to, oh my God, I can't stand that shit. It's like, you do better to just not say nothing. I even give people that pass. Just don't even say nothing to me. Whatever's going on, whatever, just don't even talk, because your explanations, however you try to explain it to me or whatever you say, it's not going to make sense. It's not, or I'm not going to, or I don't believe you, or just save your breath. Because I just feel I'm losing touch with fucking reality, man. I just feel like I'm losing touch with the world, because I don't know if it's me, I don't know if it's the world, but the world is going some fucking, I don't know what these people is out here doing no more. None of it's making sense to me. None of it.
Oh, and I look at it every day. I think humanity is already lost from all of the bullshit that dumb motherfuckers are doing every day. And the shit that we came up with, the shit that we used to do, it wasn't dumb. It was needed. It was a necessity. It was for a reason. The shit people do now is just, what the fuck? I see motherfuckers out here. I see little homies out here doing shit that I cannot fucking believe that I wouldn't even have the audacity to even think about doing back in my day.
And you keep saying it like that, but nigga, we ain't that old. I know we old, but we not, nigga. We just in our early 30s. You know what I mean? I keep saying it like, that's what I'm saying. Nigga, high school wasn't that far off for us, nigga. Not that far. It's crazy how much shit has changed and how fast it has changed like that. And that's what I'm saying, because shit is just fucking, like you said, we did dumb shit. It's not like the shit niggas is doing now. Niggas ain't done it before and everything. We done all done this shit, but like you said, we did it if we had to, if we really had to. Niggas wasn't robbing us. Some niggas was, the dumb niggas was back in the day. If we was robbing and stealing, niggas was trying to rob and steal to pay rent for a month, but just for that month to get over, just to make sure niggas got back on point for the next month. It's not like niggas make a living and robbing just to pay the rent. Niggas wasn't. Some dumb niggas was out there robbing and doing all shit to buy shoes or for the new pair of shoes or whatever. Niggas wasn't doing shit for shit like that. If niggas was robbing or doing shit, niggas was doing that for bills. Niggas may have had a new baby coming on the way that they wasn't expecting. Niggas did shit, and they did it once or maybe twice. You know what I mean? You get one good two licks or whatever, and then you get on point with that, and so you don't have to do it no more. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's not like what these niggas out here doing is anything brand new. I was saying it on Friday about my fucking nephew who just got his first arrest. Like, nigga, what the fuck you doing not in school during the day up off of Wilshire? See, I'll say this, though. Up off of, like, Wilshire and Olympic in that area where the Orientals and the rich white folks be that's working and everything, breaking into fucking cars in the parking lot. What kind of dumb nigga is you doing that shit in broad daylight during the day? Come on.
Oh, I was stupid as a motherfucker right there. We wasn't doing that. Man, nigga, we was not on a motherfucking Wilshire
doing no dumb shit.
You don't
like,
go up on Wilshire. There's too many cameras on Wilshire. They got cameras hitting all over there. You got to hit the wrong. You hitting the wrong area. Like, come on. Like,
hey, you know, I'll say in between motherfucking Hauser, Crenshaw, from Pico to Washington. That was it.
Like I said, you got to know the spots you're going to hit, man. Like I said, little nigga, you out here trying to play thug. You don't even know what you're doing, man. Like, it's. But and it's just crazy. It's just dumb. I don't know. But that's the world we're living in now. That's just how things are going on. And like you said, my nigga, yeah, the world's just doofo, I guess. Because I don't understand any of it. None of it's making sense. You know, the people, the music, the news. You know, none of it's making sense to me. None of it. I'm just perplexed.
This is so much shit going down. It's nothing small anymore. Like, let's use, for example, that Boston bombing shit. Okay, that was fucked up. Did you hear what happened in New Orleans?
No, what happened in New Orleans? What happened?
19 people got shot by this 19-year-old in a fucking Mother's Day parade.
Mm-mm.
Like, for real? Are you serious? For what? Well, what possibly, because what the fuck did a Mother's Day parade do to you? Did you really hate your mother that bad?
But that you had to take on not only your mother, but 19 other motherfuckers, too, and everything like that. That's what I mean. Motherfuckers going overboard.
I couldn't hear that shit. I was like, damn, it's really going down out here. And the motherfuckers is not playing. They on some dumb shit. I'm like, and I still keep thinking about what my homegirl said. Me and my homegirl back in there, we went to the store. We went to the mall, actually. She seen a nigga with the same pants on that she had on. That really fucked it up for me right there. I'm 501 straight. So I don't do tour shit. I'll stay where I'm at. You are not ever going to catch me in rainbow vinyl pants for
real. Oh, man. So, we're talking, and we're just saying all this to say, I mean, basically, it all goes back to, like I was saying earlier, being able to speak my mind and just find a place where I can even let go. But it's just funny that there's so much of that bullshit out in the world where even when I come to my place and do what I want to do, it's shit trying to get here. You know how many times sometimes when I finish a show, I get a call or an email or a text from somebody that got something to say about what I said on the show or something like that? Or, you know, it'd be the craziest shit where a nigga can't go nowhere, but this is the part where I'm at. This is where I'm at. Now, I know how to avoid situations. I know how to hide. I know how to hide from all the danger if I wanted to. I know how to avoid it, get around it or whatever and everything. But then I feel like I'm holding myself back. I'm damaging myself by holding back when I should be able to just do what I feel I need to do as long as I'm not harming nobody else and nobody should have nothing to say. But that's not what it is either, because I can't do that without somebody being upset or somebody trying to bring harm to that. So it's like, it's fucked up. It's like, do I step up? You know what I mean? Do I be the hero and just be like, fuck it, whatever happens, happens, but I'm going to be true to what I do? Or do I go into hiding and keep my mouth shut and just let the haters take over the world?
That'd be a bad thing. If I be quiet and nobody see me, people going to start wondering, where the fuck am I at? What the fuck am I about to do?
Yeah, you never. Yeah, the quiet dude is never. But that's always the crazy part. That's what people forget about too. The quiet one is always the worried one. The one you got to watch out. That's why whenever I'm around people, I just be quiet, just listening. Like, everybody, what's wrong with him? Don't worry about what's wrong with me. I'm fucking crazy. But yeah. But it's just the catch 22. I mean, I guess I keep saying that too. That's just the world right now, man. A nigga can't do right without somebody trying to stop you from doing right. And if you're doing wrong, then you asking for trouble. That's definitely gonna find you. It's like, what the fuck? Like, oh man, it's crazy. Oh man, what do I want to do? I don't know what I want to do. I'm gonna play tag for a little while. Then I want to come back and talk about some military shit I found out about before we close out the show today. We're gonna get an MIA back. So let's see. We're gonna play tag real quick. Just for a little while, and we're going to start off with my nigga Lion. Let's see. Like this.
I usually talk like a teacher, but I made this song for the freaks. Kids at home, they beds alone, you should probably put their ass to sleep.
screaming and moaning. She's so wet, shit drowned in the pillow. She's so wet, had to swim to the middle. Ass so fat, but I swear that she's little. Like when I toss her, beat her, assault her. No handcuffs, but we keeping it cordial. Now she wanna fuck, and she got a man think I really give a fuck. Meet me in the middle of the bedroom, biting on your neck, I'll give it to your Red Bull. Legs in the air, ass pins to the wall. Camera and all, teach you with the tip till you ask for it all. Passion of all, your man's just lacking it all. Smash till we crash like cars on war. Don't fuck with them all. Contracts just for the context. You wanna have sex on the beach when the sunrise tied to the bed. She a freak cause she like how I eat. Said I need some manners, but I'm busy getting at it. These niggas isn't adequate, they couldn't even damage it. Extravagant, that's my new nickname. Sure you wanna chill like a kick game. I just keep it live like a Knicks game. She just want more and more action. You're just of the opposite attraction. Now I be
purple.
Other colors.
fellas had they time to shine, but nah.
Irish wearing purple, wearing purple.
Ooh. Damon and Wayne had everybody two flames. Nip and Snoop, they hit you with that blue thing. Vicious, now let me show you how to do things. Let that other hue loose, what it do, man? Woo!
Ain't no fear in my heart. Not no fear in my heart. It's epidemic. Ain't no fear in my heart. Y'all don't doubt me. Don't speak about me. You never leave without me. In my heart. They can relate to what I'm going through. I'm struggling. I had a dream of living up in the mansion. The same life reactions, things is how it happened. It ain't nice stuff, 23 is living glamorous. It had the consequences, we because of circumstances. Cause the drugs take souls, living with the brand. Stay up on your toes, never know shit happens. Take first breath, first step, first lap. Young niggas do practice, crack money, new fast. Stick it to the beat when I leak, the soul move fast. And stay pushed to the fiend, shit go bad. You in the house on the couch, like deep plan. No control of your whole shit, it's too fast. Wonder why the disrespect to call it reckless. Cause what we worried about is dot time in the Lexus. Chilling in the city, riding in the Lexus. No dinner on the table, how we gon' make it to breakfast? And we can pray that the Lord bless them. And how you take a life of something so precious?
Come on, I'm not innocent, I'm not
serious. Innocent. I gotta get over it, I gotta make over it. So what? I know it hurts. Ain't no fear in my heart. It's a struggle, but you gotta keep pushing. Ain't no fear in my heart. They wanna see you stop. They wanna see you fail. They wanna see violence. See you grow again. Created with strength, never been frail. Read between the lines. Open up the mail. Don't we get to speak? Speak about the truth. Change the little piece of poison in front of you. I can't fear them, they don't determine where I'm going. We all gotta go one day, so I'm changing something. Step out the dark if you can't see, even see me wonder. Hope you're feeling me if you see me grab my hands from under. And they angry with my hit lips to stay up. No one's supposed to be hungry, you're home, if it's wrapped up. Have you felt the pain that's deep in your stomach? Why? Have you cried worried about where you land at night? You gotta push something and make something like a king. Know your worth always to me, it's royalty.
I'm not innocent, I'm not serious.
I'm all about the fun, I love it. I'm going in, ha, VIP. VIP Saturday. My sisters had me on, drunk and had my vision. Man, I love the way my Cali wave got me cupid. We party all night with sunset stripping. Really, maybe hit downtown and buy a few shots, y'all. Hit Crenshaw, we show them how to make it pop. Banging that Elko, smoking that purple. My estrus rock if you all about that West Coast.
I'm always outside, ready to ride and just about the ocean on this side. Get it twisted, do you like a blunt? Hit smoke, you get high. Y'all play it cool, then everything is everything. I'm average height, but the youngin' act like he tall as Yao Ming. Okay, and it ain't no in between. Stay with the palm tree, the hood raising you. Do just go for everything, so I'm out for everything, and that's on everything. See, I like her cutting white for Cali, got the wedding ring. See, I love my city, cause it showed me a home, and I swag off the chart, still taking over your zone. J Bars better remember exactly who I is, aka swag for your chick, and my kicks just for the friend. Find me out in Cali, acting like I never been to jail, but don't do what I do. I got the money for my bail cost.
I got that Cali love, I got that Cali love, I got that West Coast swag, I got that Cali love, I got my sunnies on, I'm on the 24, I got that West Coast swag, I got that Cali love, that y'all party bumps, getting pulled up, I got that West Coast swag, I got that Cali love, I got that, we got that, I got that Cali love, I got that, we got that, but I got Cali love.
You see anything? No. Hello? Kitty? God? Grandma? Don't tell me we haven't even reached the Cloud City yet.
No Cloud City, not even the Giant. Heaven must still be a long way off.
All right, look. I didn't want to have to say this, but I think maybe we're not seeing Heaven because one of us doesn't believe in it enough.
Huh?
Heaven could be like the pixie fairies of Bubblegum Forest. You only see them if you really believe in them.
What?
You know, maybe we're not seeing Heaven because one of us is a J-O-O.
What does me being a Jew have to do with anything?
Because Jews don't believe in Heaven.
Yes, we do. Just not a Christian Heaven.
Right. Your idea of Heaven is getting $5 off your matzo ball soup at Barney's Beanery by lying about a hair in it.
This nigga right here, fresh with it.
Fresh motherfucking with it. Any and everybody K. Maybe even you. With it, boys. This is how we does the damn thing. Fresh with it, and as you can see, catch me from head to toe. Look, look. I'm so motherfucking fresh. God damn it. This is how we does, and we gonna keep doing it. So, as far as this shit rolling by, my mama was grabbing my strap just now. Woo-hoo! It's cool, though. You know what I'm saying? With it, boys, we turn it up. You know what I'm saying? Let's get it cracking. WSDs, RGs, YB, and you kill it.
Yeah, we back, y'all. Slap Sundays, the Dagger, LA West Coast, all that, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio, about to get up out of here. But before we do, let me just make sure. Dre, you still good?
Yeah, you know that.
Okay, for sure, just making sure. Before we get up out of here real quick, something I want to explain real quick, because I want people to watch good TV programming. You know, a lot of people are watching all these reality shows, watching the dumb shit, the Housewives, the hip-hop, whatever, all this other stuff or whatever, right? Now, I came across some shit today that was actually interesting. This is why, I don't know, if you don't got cable, but the fucking War Channel. Have you ever seen the War Channel? There's a War Channel.
My favorite channel.
I came across the War Channel today, right? Nigga, I'm looking at some shit, and why I'm bringing this up on Slap Sundays is because you dumb if you think that there's not some secret, shit that don't nobody know about. Like, there's all, like, the government is smart as fuck, and there's all kind of shit going on in the world that don't nobody know about except, you know, few motherfuckers, you know what I mean? And why I'm bringing this up is because from what I saw, I was looking at this shit on bombs and some of the first, you know, how they were trying to get, like, you know how we got missiles now and everything like that, how a nigga could blow, you could blow a motherfucker up way in China or whatever from your backyard in America and shit, right? Nigga.
Yep.
But I'm looking at this shit now, like, it was a documentary on where they were coming from and everything. Now, think about World War II back in the day and everything, right? When we got fucked up at Pearl Harbor, right? And they was like, oh, shit, no, we ain't about to let this ride. And, you know, America went into the war and everything like that. Now, at the time, this, I just want y'all to follow me real quick. Now, at the time of World War II, this is the type of shit that they were thinking about and doing that just perplexes me for the time. Nigga, what you know about a bat bomb? Nigga, do you know what a bat bomb is? These motherfuckers made a bat bomb that they didn't even get to drop. They was mad they didn't get to drop it. But do you know what a bat bomb is?
A bat bomb? Never heard of it.
It's exact, nigga, a bat. These motherfuckers, man, they found out a way. Because, you know, they say that bats, they were trying to figure, after they blew up Pearl Harbor and shit, America was like, okay, how we gonna fuck them up? You know, that's basically what it boiled down to. So all motherfuckers come up with all kind of, and it's amazing how people come up with the most amazing ways to try to kill other motherfuckers. But, nigga, they was like, you know what? Because you know how bats, they say bats curl up into the smallest spaces, and, you know, the when they hide and everything, they burrow really in the small spaces and everything like that. So these motherfuckers, man, they made a bat bomb. They went out to Mexico, nigga, all sanctioned by the government, you know, on some secret military, because back in the day it was secret because they didn't want nobody to know about it and everything. Nigga, they went out there. They caught bats. There was a specific kind of bat that they caught. They caught the bats. Then they were like, okay. They were able to strap little mini, like, napalms and shit onto each bat, right? Then the motherfuckers would drop the bomb, like, into an area. And then as the little container would fall, it would open up, the bats would all start coming out or whatever, right? Like hundreds of bats, right? Just start coming out, and they would scatter into the area, whatever area you dropped it on, they would scatter into that area and start going into like little corners and crevices under people's roofs and shit and everything. And then back in the day, remember, China's population and everything over there, you know, was mostly wood spots, you know, a lot of paper out there and everything. So, nigga, they was about to straight drop a bat bomb on Japan, nigga, like, and just imagine just thousands of bats, nigga, taking over a little area, and it just exploding, like, boom, 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 nigga, napalm explosions, nigga, boom, 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 like, oh, like, ain't that some shit? Like,
so what movie did you see that in?
And this, huh?
So which movie did you see that
nah,
in?
No movie, nigga, real life.
You seen it in a movie, too, but they didn't use
bats. No, I ain't
bats,
seen it in
a
movie.
Rat.
Or they were
they
making fun
rat.
Of it or something like that. But, nah,
no,
but when I saw that shit, nigga, when I saw the government, nigga, they were showing the paperwork where the president at the time signed off on it, like, yeah, go ahead and develop your secret bat bomb and shit and everything. I'm like, wow. Then the motherfuckers said it's amazing what we were doing to animals back in the day, too, because they also had this shit that they were going to do. They were using pigeons to fucking home in on boats and shit in the water. Because when they tried to drop bombs on the boats in the water, you know, the boats were moving targets. So, I mean, you couldn't really home in on them. So these motherfuckers, man, and you look at the footage, and it's just all old school. Like, they captured a whole group of pigeons because, you know, they say pigeons got really good eyesight and everything and can react faster. They trained pigeons and put them inside, like, the tips of missiles, and they trained them to, like, where they would peck on a little piece of glass at the front of the bomb that would direct the bomb on where to go to keep, and the pigeon would be looking at the ship. So as the ship moved, they trained it to keep the ship in the center of the you know, the bomb, so it would just keep homing in on it no matter where they dropped it from and everything. But they scrapped that one too. I mean, but it was just amazing how creative people can get. So if this is what the fuck people are coming up with during World War II, if you think they don't got no kind of secret all kind of shit nowadays, oh, you out your fucking mind, you dumb. If you don't think
no,
that,
you need. Now, all you need to do is go watch the movie. All you need to go watch the movie Wanted. And that pigeon shit, they do have it. It's called fire and forget. Because you fire at a target and you forget about it. Remember, I was in the military. Yeah. We did use some shit like that. So it's called fire and forget round. So you just fire and forget about it.
Really? You just lock it in and it just goes, huh? Like, oh, man. Like I said, that's just
fire and forget.
Probably got all kind of shit, man. Yeah, I'm scared, man. That's why I don't want to do no military shit, man. I can't be in the military, man. And just think of it like this also as well. When I was watching that shit, we weren't the first ones with guided missiles. During that World War II shit or whatever, Germany was the first one with the first guided missiles and shit. So just as much as we think we got some shit over here, if you don't think some of these countries over there got some shit in their basement and shit too that they ain't letting the world know about, you out your fucking mind. Like,
exactly.
There's all kinds of, oh,
real
man, I'm scared of what's underneath some of these people's basements, man. Like, I don't know, because it just perplexes me. But like I said, the people, and you think, like I'm saying, back then there were people that were like, how can we find ways to kill people using the most whatever type ways? Like I said, these motherfuckers is using pigeons and bats to fucking kill off whole populations and shit. And all that's happened since then is people are finding smaller ways to kill bigger amounts of people. You know, the bombs are getting smaller, whatever is getting smaller, but the effect is getting more damaging. So it's just crazy. You think I'm not scared? Yeah, I'm scared. There ain't no telling what's out there in this motherfucking world, man. And fuck that. Ain't fooling me. Sometimes the safest place to be is in the house, and sometimes your house ain't even safe. So it's like, what the fuck, man? But all right, y'all, we done talked enough. We about to get up out of here, man. Dre, thanks for hanging out tonight, man. Anybody want to give a shout out to real quick, or if you want any links in case you want anybody to holler at you or something? I don't know.
No, I'll keep my info solid. You got my info. Don't throw it out.
Well, there it is. Well, any shout outs you want to give real quick, then?
Shit. I just want to shout out my boo Margaret, my little Thundercat. Over here, some watching TV. That's about it.
All right, well there it is, man. Good looking out, man. I'm gonna try to get at you, man. Like I said, I'm trying to stay focused and keep things moving. So I'm gonna get at you as soon as I can. All right.
Yeah, for sure, homie.
All right, boss, man. Good looking out. And shout out to MIA. She's not here. She checked out a little bit earlier. Good looking out, MIA, for coming through today. But what am I gonna say? I ain't said today already. Look, again, people. There's too much dumb shit going on in the world now, and I'm just going to say it like this. If you got dumb shit going on and you don't want to admit that your shit is dumb, just make sure that your dumb shit don't affect other people, all right? Keep your dumb shit to yourself, okay? And as far as I go, especially if anybody dealing with me or associating with me or anything, just don't bring it to me. I don't want to see it. I don't want to hear it. I can't do it. It's too much. It's too much right now, and like I said, all I'm trying to do is be cool and be calm, be collective, but nobody else seems to want that to happen. So for whatever reason, I don't know why. But besides that, as far as everybody else goes to Bang Out Radio Land, like I said, thanks for being here. We're in full effect. Y'all keep talking about the show. Y'all been spreading word about the show. We got the numbers right back up. It's like we never left for that whole month. And, again, I'm not going to go nowhere to the best of my ability. So thank y'all for coming back and coming back stronger. And this is what it is, and y'all just giving me more reason to keep pushing and to keep fighting and to keep moving. Like I said, we are all in this together. I'm never going to say I'm doing this by myself. I'm never going to be the type of nigga that be like, I don't need nobody. I'm never going to be that type of person. All right? Now, if nobody's fucking with me, then nobody's fucking with me. That's a different story. But if you are, we here. Point blank, period. All right? Again, keep sending in your music, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Slap Sundays every Sunday from 7 to 9. The Triple M Show every Monday, Mo Music Mondays, 7 to 9. West Coast Wednesdays, Hub Nights, Dagger, my co-host Queen V. Adult Matters, Adult Topics, more like Ladies Night, try to keep an R&B kind of thing going on, all right? And then, of course, Fuck You Fridays every Friday from 6 to 8, where you just all talk, get that shit off your chest before the weekend gets here so y'all can relax and enjoy yourself, y'all. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio, no judging. We just, as long as you real, you're welcome here, all right? Keep the bullshit to yourself, all right? Point blank, period. And I'm out. Dagger, L.A. West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. Ride down with the Witted Boys because this is how we do. See y'all tomorrow.
These niggas think that they got bitches. Nope, not like we do. We do, we do, we do.
These niggas think they fresh in they pictures.
Nope, not like we do. We do, we do, we do.
They claim the rest but don't represent it.
Nope, not like we do. We do, we do, we do. We want it all, you know that we with it. Cause that's what we do. We do, we do, we do.
We on like a beam on the enemy. Functions get turned, but we're the gang in the facility. Blasphemy, blocks hit with a pedigree. We the party, though it's the ratchets in the varmint. I keep the gutter, street usher taught my originals how to get this money and keep it coming. Hardship with a hustle, and it's just because we run them. Pushing American muscle, blowing perp, trying to function.
We do, we do.
Keep these bitches coming in twos, making exact moves off pills and mushrooms. My job is on blocks where we known to get loose. From Central Los Angeles, bitch, here comes the boom. Rider shit highly consumed. Toasting to no truth, so for cranberry juice and not the glue. With a gang West Hood bound, out the loop. Blocks did abuse, turned up at high value.
These niggas think that they got bitches. Nope, not like we do. We do, we do, we do.
These niggas think they fresh in they pictures.
Nope, not like we do. We do, we do, we do.
They claim the rest but don't represent it.
Nope, not like we do. We do, we do, we do. We want it all, you know that we with it. Cause that's what we do. We do, we do, we do.
My rhymes is like fresh lines of that coca. These rap niggas weak, niggas sweet like Pinocha. My team full of vulture, misfits and calicos. Young fresh nigga, I'm flyer than pterodactyl. My flows, competitive with repetition.
What else?
I tell them like a sedative, pussy, now pay attention. Competitive description with prescriptions for lanes. Hollow points is holocaust, molotovs and flames. The name ring bells in the click, I'm with sick.
I'm fresh the best
and
with
and these beef fucks.
Whoa, hold
what's with it, gangsta gutter, my big brother. And I be with it, still smashing the motherfuckers. So please, no autographs till after the show. Before I blast, just let me ask you fresher than foe. No clue, it's cool because nobody come close to with it, gang pumpkin. Can't nobody do it like we do.
They got bitches. Nope, not like we do. We do, we do, we do.
These niggas think they fresh in they pictures.
Nope, not like we do. We do, we do, we do.
They claim the rest but don't represent it.
Nope, not like we do. We do, we do, we do. We want it all, you know that we with it. Cause that's what we do. We do, we do, we do. Before he got flows, and by now it's undeniable. Killing niggas lyrically, physically, psychological. The chronicles are witty. We the best of the best. So I rep the West like West, like fresh. Try to stay fresh. Nah, I'm not impressed with the words you be speaking. You tried to cook, it didn't crack. So go back to the kitchen and listen to this Iron Chef with similes and metaphors. I love beef and my green. I'm an omnivore, quote the raven, nevermore. Never will you fuck me over. Never beat the witty boy that shows that we never sober. Never think you know me. Never fiction your facts. These niggas think they up, they think they witty. Never that, we come from different lives, but witty boys be on the same page. I don't bang, but fuck it, no one's fucking with the witty gang. Show respect, step aside, them Laker jerseys coming through. Recognize that nobody does this shit like we do. These niggas think that they got bitches. Nope, not like we do. We do, we do, we do.
These niggas think they fresh in they pictures.
Nope, not like we do. We do, we do, we do.
They claim the rest but don't represent it.
Nope, not like we do. We do, we do, we do. We want it all, you know that we with it. Cause that's what we do. We do, we do, we do.
We do. We do. We do. We do.